the Social Geeks Episode 3, Achieving Flirt Nirvana, with a couple special announcements at the end and a special guest, Wayne Sutton. All join us today to talk about the new site trying to take over Twitter, Flirt. Welcome, everybody. We're back with Episode 3. Sorry for the delay. It's all Corvita's fault.
No, it's not.
You broke your laptop. It's all your fault.
Bad hard drive. Crashed everything, lost everything except my music, thankfully. But I'm up now.
You're up?
I'm up now. Got a new laptop, a nice slick HP Pavilion DV6000 copper top. Super glossy. I clean it every day.
OCD.
It's just that sexy.
OCD. And I was gone for a week. I was in Ireland for the iLug conference, which was in Dublin for a week. So I missed out that week. But we're back, and we are now officially plurkers.
Back like crackin', plurkin', yes!
We're plurkin'. Apparently, the universe fell apart when Twitter went down, and everyone said we need another alternative, so they broke plurk. So, when everybody moved over, they broke plurk.
Yeah.
So, we were talking before, we wanted to change about it. Tell them what you think, right off the bat. Plurk is supposed to be a yes or no, a replacement for Twitter.
No, Plurk is not a replacement for Twitter. Twitter has an established community. Twitter has an established fan base, period, from developers to tweeters. It's already established. Plurk cannot take that over. And I have way more followers on Twitter than I do on Plurk. So, no, it's not a replacement at all.
The UI is different. They put it in a timeline.
Very different. The timeline is... Yeah, well, it has a timeline.
Neither one of us, we'll put it out there, for neither one of us right now, for some reason, I'm in Firefox 2 something, and you're in 3, and it's not working on Firefox. And it stopped working. The other day it was working, because I usually only use Firefox. Now it's not working.
Not showing up at all. I can get the Plurk background to load, but my timeline, as far as replies, it's... no good.
Right. The actual little, I don't know if it's Flash, I don't know what they're doing in the middle. That's broke. The Karma, I shouldn't say Karma, your profile shows, but I can't get the timeline to show. So the timeline is kind of what we're saying. It actually has a moving, scrollable timeline of when all these people that you, well, they call it fans instead of follow, but all the people that you try to watch that are friends or fans, all their plurks. And I guess they're calling it plurks, right? That's what they're doing is plurking?
Yeah, we're plurkers. We're plurkers.
We're plurkers. All right, so...
That sounds crap, man. I'm not a plurker. It sounds like I'm a farter or something.
What you are. So either way is fine. We already talked... The help file is kind of weak. It's a very simple screen. There's a lot of the features this thing has that they don't really disclose in the help files. The main point is you have 140 characters, supposedly. You have a drop-down list of preemptive things that you can say, like it says, I do notes, for example, either ass or likes, I'm just skipping around, thinks, says, and then you can freestyle and type your own, but they give you little prefaces. Instead of the Facebook that said, you know, I do notes is, now you can have loves, likes, shares, and they color them all for you to make them nice and pretty. You said, what, you're only using freestyle?
Yeah, I'm using freestyle because you can just type in the verb and Plurk will automatically... you know, do its magic and make it show up properly on the timeline. So I don't need to go through looking through, you know, the list of, oh, which one am I going to choose? I just type. And if I type the right verb, Plurk will add it in there automatically without me having to change a thing.
So that's one part. There's emoticons. So unlike Twitter, it does have emoticons. You gain emoticons by something we need to talk about, karma.
So karma!
Yes, that gets you all happy, joy. Karma is a rating
karma.
They give you. Wait, it's a rating. The number one plurker right now that I bet is one of the founders, his karma is only like at 60-something. But karma is a numerical score they say they calculate daily based upon a whole bunch of things.
It's influenced by your friends. It's influenced by activity from both you and your friends, instant messaging, uploading profile images.
How many people you've brought over and invited?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that seems about it.
And you get capabilities, right? The more your karma grows, the more stuff you're supposed to be able to do.
Yeah, mainly dealing with the emoticons. But I also found out you can lose karma points.
How?
I have no clue, but someone just plurked that they are not happy about losing karma. So I guess if you're inactive, I'm assuming if you're inactive for a certain amount of time, you actually lose karma.
So the amount of plurking you do greatly affects everything about it. So, and karma apparently is going to be the race who can have the highest karma.
Yep, that's the stickiness for plurk right there. All in the karma, baby.
Oh, okay. So I've poked around. Scoble's over here. Legal Laporte's over here. A bunch of them are over here. And it's also how many responses you get to your postings can build plurk karma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so there's
people. I only have 98.
Yeah, you have 98. There's people beating them that have. They have like 1,000 friends already, 800. Scoble said like Leo's over 1,000. But there's people beating them because they've plurked more with more responses and they've gotten more people over to the service.
Well, that's good. I'm glad it doesn't just reward based off of how many people are following you. I mean, that's pretty, biased. It's not a balanced rating system if that would be the case.
Yeah, exactly. And it's hard. And, okay, I don't like the whole adding the friend. I like when you first add friends, they give you lots of options. You can grab by email addresses, you can grab by instant messaging, you can grab by Twitter, you can grab by all these, but once you get them in there, they don't give you enough ways to simply point and click and move people between friends and fans. I should be able to just drag people around or add people as I want, and you can't do that.
Well, this isn't Burger King.
This ain't, okay. Now we want to get funny with it. Now she's saying it's Burger King, have it your way. They put...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, they follow friend feed with the ability that when someone plurks, you can make comments about the plurk, which is a nice touch. I kind of like that touch, that you can actually add. You don't have ratings like and dislike, but you can actually add responses. And then they'll highlight the number of responses that different ones have on the page. So you get a
good feel.
Well,
that's always cool.
Yeah, and so you get a good feel for how many people are responding. And then you pointed out what you like about it, and that's the unread. You can explain that to them. Tell them about the unread part.
Oh, when there are new responses, at the end of your message or your plurk, there's a number for each response, and every time there's a new response, you know, that number turns red, or that box turns red, and that lets you know that there's a new response. So I thought that was pretty cool, and I've also noticed that, I'm not sure how it works, but occasionally I've seen responses automatically pop up without me having to refresh the timeline. Normally it seems like you would. It seems like if there's a new plurk, you would have to refresh the timeline. But if there's just a new reply, you don't have to worry about refreshing the timeline every time. It'll update it automatically.
And you know, I just found someone that said their plurk is suffering because they haven't been logging in or doing activity.
That sucks.
Interesting. You can share images. You can share videos. You can share a whole bunch of things. And I like the ability to turn on and off parts of the timeline based upon what you've read and what you haven't read. They even got a shortcut button that takes you all the way back to the start really quick, which is a cool feature to me, too. So every time you highlight someone's plurk, it actually pops up the timeline exactly the time to the minute that they plurk onto the system. You can make plurks private or public, if I remember correctly. Yeah, the whole world, only certain people, and only for yourself. You can also change the language. You can disable comments to your plurks. So people can't comment on them. If you didn't know, you could do that one. That one's kind of hidden away, that option is.
And it was, I had no clue.
Yeah, see, these are things I found playing around with the thing. And I just found it. Just found it. And there was one other...
You're cheating.
I did. I actually just found the little button that does it. Below where it says your name and then either ask or wants, there's one that says Plurk Privacy and Options. If you click that little bitty tiny twisty that's like 2 pixels, you have a whole bunch of settings. You see it?
Why is it... So, you know, I would overlook that on any given day.
Right. I just happen to see the twisty. There is an RSS output, so you can actually have your plurks, I guess, followed by your RSS feed. That's kind of interesting. If someone doesn't want to actually join the service, they could just follow. But you'd really have to use the service a lot to have any value, right?
Yes.
That's another
piece. And you have to have a lot of people.
Right. You have to have a lot of people that way also. What else about the UI? Otherwise, I mean, that's the majority of the UI right there.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's very nice looking, but some of the functionality is just a little too hidden for me. I wish it were more obvious. Oh, and you have that's the UI, okay. If we're going to move on to functionality, you have the, you can sort people into clicks.
Oh, yes. That, Twitter needs that greatly, because Twitter has a side tool, crowd status. That lets you group people to view, but this one lets you not just group them to view, but also to group to send. So you can send, and they're calling them clicks, right? But you can send people to a click. I think that's incredible.
That's cool. I mean, it saves a lot of time instead of just, you know, if you don't want it broadcasted to everyone.
Yep, and we have a new top 10 plurker, I think. This guy's from Australia. And you can actually click. They got a link for interesting plurkers. And they will actually jump you over to the top people as well as random. So you can jump in and grab people that they consider to be top plurkers on the system right away and add them to be friends. Or you can follow him as a fan, I should say, or her, him or her, depending on who they are, and jump across. That's one way to do it. I know you're so excited. I can hear the excitement is overwhelming.
Plurk is just, I don't know. It's not Twitter.
Well, get this one. Someone in Australia has a cafe press site that T-shirts they're selling that says "Will Plurk for Karma."
Wow. Well, that's the stickiness. That's what makes, to be honest, that's what makes Plurk so, you know, exciting for some people. It's all about the karma. You want to try to get your karma up. Everyone knows that it's pretty hard to get it. So that means you're really into the service if your karma is high. And that you're active.
I'll buy that.
But otherwise, if you took away the karma, I probably wouldn't be that interested in Plurk. Cool, it's another community to join, but otherwise, I mean, the karma is that's the incentive.
All right, well, I'll go with that one. So what else? There's alerts that pop up. I shouldn't say pop up. You have to click that say alerts, give you a number. I guess it's people that either, what is it? You're waiting to be their friend.
You're waiting on a request. You're waiting on a request or you have some requests.
Okay.
And you can. But it also shows you in the alert section all the recent people that you've added, like previous alerts.
Gotcha. That's an easy one right there. And then you can also, I like the way it just popped up and said there was, you know, some new ones out there you need to read. Which is nice. You're getting a bunch of responses on your problem with the browser I saw. And you can post in images. This person keeps posting in images.
And videos. Is it videos too?
Yeah, videos too. It says you can actually do videos and images and a whole bunch of the pieces.
I like that the images pop up right inside of Plurk. Like it doesn't take you to a new tab. It doesn't take you to a new tab at all.
So this is actually, all right, a little better than when we first started looking at it. I feel a little bit better. You can give them a URL to come straight to your page to sign up so people can become your friends. That's one way to do it. It'll show you how many people, you know, view your profile and also have responded to you, how many plurks you've done, how many fans, how many friends. It'll give you all that stuff. I don't think there's much more to it than that overall. I can't find anything else that's kind of hidden inside of it. I've tried, but I can't seem to find anything.
Nope, that's it.
All right, so what are we doing? What's the rating? And I made a click, by the way, too. I didn't. I
mean, why'd you make a click?
Because I wanted to play with the feature to see what the heck it did. It said you could make it. I want to see what it could do. Why? You know, I'm going to play with every feature that it possibly has. And if I click it, I can then manage who's in it, change the name, delete it. And I think I can't just view that click, but I can send to that click. So I can click the button that says only, and I can send to that click. Unfortunately, I didn't make it a drop-down, so I really have to know the name of the person or the click I'm sending to. With a typo, you could do a Twitter and send it to everybody. Make sense?
Yeah, makes sense.
I'm guessing they're going to release some API stuff, get some more people in here, hook up some more things that can act with the system, make a standalone client that'll interact with it.
Hopefully. He's trying to get it to push for T-Whirl.
Sure.
Twirl.
I think that makes perfect sense to me. Perfect.
It's going to crowd Twirl. Twirl's crowded enough and having enough problems.
I don't mean it had to be that product, but an idea to have a standalone client that'll interact.
Well, let's not forget Duncan Riley's, he made a post about getting Plurk into your sidebar using Plurk's mobile interface, but you can get it into your sidebar for Firefox, so we'll send out a link to that also.
Oh, we also forgot, we brought up Crowd Status as the Twitter tool. Also tell them another site that we have. Are you going to, I guess, am I going to do it? You're not saying anything.
You're going to do it.
I'm going to do it, everythingtwitter.com. So for everybody that's out there looking for Twitter tools, apparently, everythingtwitter.com. It's what, over 100 of them now? Many more on the way, sorted by category. So you can actually go through and sort by different categories. If you're looking for a good mobile client, if you're looking for, I don't know, I'm giving examples out here. If you're looking for different Twitter clients, there's 57 of those, 34 desktop, 10 are mobile, but then there's subcategories for each one, from Linux to Mac to BlackBerry to iPhone. There's web clients, search tools, graphing tools, but it's over 100 different things in the category now, everythingtwitter.com. And it's up and live and ready to go. And you can also follow it via RSS, so every time a new tool gets released, you can get alerted
Woot woot.
Yes. Pure excitement. We do too much for the community. I think we should be done. What else do you have?
Well, we're definitely done with this. What's the...
Bastard sauce. We have given nothing awesome sauce because everything, they don't think ahead before they start rolling out. And this is not in beta, right? Anyone can sign up.
Yep. Hey, we have Wayne Sutton coming in, calling in now.
Let's get Wayne. Can you add him in?
Wayne, you there? Should we let it ring for a whole minute? Oh, there he is.
Hello.
Hey, Wayne.
Hey.
It's like magic.
So we got you on now.
Okay.
So
and she's had more difficulties with Skype than anyone I've ever seen before.
Well, I'm not a Skyper. I'm a Google Talker or a Twitterer or Plurker even.
There we go.
Okay, yeah. So your thoughts on Plurk, Wayne? Oh,
we're bringing you in at the last minute, Wayne. We're jumping you into your thoughts because you have been an avid Plurker.
Yes, my thoughts on Plurk so far, it's been a fun community. It's a different community as far as it's not like driven by so many big waves of the tech world. People are being themselves, posting silly things. They're using the Flickr and the YouTube feature to embed funny things they find on the web. And the features of Plurk that I really value are the timeline, sad to say, but it's true, the smileys. They bring some personality to Plurk that Twitter doesn't have and some other microblog sites doesn't have also.
Wow, he broke it down quick. You broke it down really quick. We went through the whole UI. We went through what it does and doesn't do. And I was watching, you were getting more and more and more comments on your stream. It was almost ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
The people commenting to your Plurks, you were getting like more and more and more comments all the time.
Yes, and I will say that I think some of that did carry on coming from being somebody, an active Twitterer. And I think when people saw me jump on Plurk and not just come on that Sunday when Leo put it out there and that Monday and a lot of people fell off, I continue to stay on Plurk and develop some relationships, new relationships with some Plurkers, and they saw that I wasn't here just for the fad of it. I was here to maintain conversation. Something I've done consistently was a question of the day, and instead of complaining about what Plurk didn't have, that it didn't have an API, it didn't have this, I don't understand the timeline, people didn't, what can you do with Plurk, what are the clicks? Instead of complaining, I created conversation or asked the questions about, well, what features would you like to see on Plurk? How do you use the clicks? What else is out there? And I think the community saw that, you know, I was here, you know, to basically test it out and here to stay.
Do you realize, Corvita, I just looked at his karma. Wayne's sitting here talking to us. His karma is 59.50 on this thing.
Wayne, you should come Plurk for me for an entire week next week.
Okay, I'm not sure. It's getting harder to grow your karma, though. I don't know if it's because you reach... I think when you get close to 50, it's harder for your karma jumps in little increments versus from the 0, say, to 49. It's been amazing. I basically, in 9 days, went from 0 to 59 in 9 days, and I'm currently... number 11 or number 7, depending on which list you look at, on the top Plurkers list. And it's been the community. It's just being myself, and it's been the Plurk community. And I'm really glad Plurk came on board when it did.
Well, let's start the rating fest.
He doesn't know the ratings. Do you know the ratings, Wayne? You know how we do the ratings here?
He is aware of
No,
the
I don't.
I thought he's listened. See, he didn't listen to the other episodes yet. So we have 3 ratings you can give. Only 3. Yeah, we caught you. Right there, you just got caught. You don't know. you've been caught. 3 ratings. One is, you know, Corvita, awesome sauce, right? She has the
awesome
top
sauce.
The okay. Top rating. Then we have the very bottom rating, which is a site that you'll never go back to. You don't think it's useful, and that's just Bastages. We just say Bastages. We'll never be back.
Okay.
We had a good attempt, and then right in the middle, Corvita didn't say it. Your timing is off.
We have Bastage sauce right in the middle.
Right in the middle. So you get 3 choices of where you go. Awesome sauces, they did it well, you're back all the time, you think that the site, the UI is clean, it's got everything it needs, and then there's the total opposite at the bottom.
So what you going for, Wayne?
I'm going for the top, the awesome, was it awesome sauce?
Sauce? That's
whoa,
awesome.
We got an awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce, that's all.
Yes.
Have you not seen her badge? Even her blog has the badge Awesome Sauce on it.
Wayne, you just gave the first Awesome Sauce rating on the Social Geeks. We've never given out an Awesome Sauce rating before.
Wow. Well, I'm glad to be a part of that. And I apologize. I've seen and heard of the podcast, but hadn't listened to the podcast.
Well, I'll rant about it later to you.
Okay, I'm sure you will.
And that was a good cover. He even said, yeah, like, we don't even know the truth. I've heard about it. No.
I seen tweets saying, check out my podcast. Now, I think I actually have retweeted saying, you know, is doing a podcast, you know, so support it. But, you know.
But that's all right.
You got to listen to it and support it, Wayne.
You're right. It's going on my subscribe list today.
At this point, everybody's unfollowing you on Twitter, so it's okay. we've got credentials. Everybody is going to be unfollowing you on Twitter. It's done. No
right,
more
we're putting it out
you.
There. We're blacklisting you.
And
please.
Yeah, he's not gonna. We're not gonna put him that far down. We wouldn't dare do that right there. But we released everything Twitter. So you
yes.
know.
Okay.
You've missed a lot.
A new site on WordPress.
Yep.
Everything Twitter that has everything dealing with Twitter.
In terms of tools. So right now it's up over 100 tools. So we've released that also this week. You've missed a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I actually must say that I've been on Plurk more than Twitter the last few days.
Really?
And I know I don't want to blame Twitter because of their downtime. I refuse to complain about the downtime of Twitter. But I've just been going karma crazy, to be honest. I've really been going karma crazy. I want to grow my karma.
You see, I told that to Chris. I told Chris it's the karma. It's in the karma. The karma is the stickiness of Plurk. If you have no karma and you have no interest in your karma, then there's no reason for you to be on Plurk because Plurk is all about the karma.
All right, I'll buy it. All right.
I would say karma is the niche part of Plurk that pulls competitive people in to want to reach the top. And I'm competitive, and therefore, that's why I'm diving in. But I should always be a Twitterer, and we'll continue to support Twitter. And I'm going to retweet the links that you guys send to me via the Skype. And I really appreciate the opportunity for this podcast.
No, we like having here. So tell everybody where to find you. I mean, like it's a given. You're on Plurk as Wayne Sutton. You're on Twitter as Wayne Sutton.
Yes, and my main website is wayne-sutton.com. And you can find every social network that I'm a part of on that website and even more. And also my mobile video. So that's it. Wayne Sutton on the social networks.
Make sure you check it out.
So we're pimping him, but yet he's never been on ours. But that's, I understand.
I'm going to pimp this show for him now.
I understand how it all flows now. It's a backwards thing right here.
We got a pimp to be pimped.
Yes, exactly. No, hey, we were on Digital Home Podcast today too, so it's been an all over thing with Don Reisinger today too. So
good.
We got our first rating of Awesome Sauce. I was going up the middle, Corvita. You were going up the middle.
Yes. So Wayne, we totally outrule you on our show.
Okay, that's true.
But we'll lean. I'll tell you what. We'll lean it towards Awesome Sauce. But we think they still have some cleanup work. You didn't hear part of it. Cleanup work to do about the UI for adding friends. Mm-hmm. I'm able to bring up listings, but I can't just click people from being a fan to a friend. There's just a few simple things they need to clean up to make it like really easy to use.
And the word on Plurk is that the API will be released tomorrow. So I'm currently gathering a list of beta testers to hope to present to some developers and say, hey, let's beta test your Plurk products. I don't know how true that is. That's just, you know how games and tech communities go, but we shall see.
Well, guess what?
Put us on the list.
Yeah, and this is this podcast is coming out the same day they do that then, because tomorrow this comes out, so you're good to go.
Okay, great.
So you got it out there, so everyone can hear about it the same day it came out. Because, yeah, we do have listeners. May not be you, but we do have listeners.
I'm going to hear about that for the rest of my life.
No, not for the rest of your life, just to all 4,084 of your followers. That's all I'm talking about, all 4,084 of your followers.
Okay.
Plus the ones on Plurk.
Plus the ones on Plurk.
True. Yeah,
we appreciate you. I know you raced home too. We appreciate that you raced home for us. What else, Corvita? What else we got today?
What else do we have today?
Nothing. We're done.
That's it. We're done. We're wrapping this up.
Another one dipped. We're done. Everyone, thank you, Wayne. I appreciate you jumping in. And everyone, we'll see you in, what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks. Or a week. No, 2 weeks. I'm in Portland for Ignite Portland next week. So.
And I'm in San Fran. We'll work it out. Thanks.
Come visit me. Make sure you make that drive up. This is the funniest podcast ever. So I'm sitting here holding a conversation with him thinking that it's all being recorded. Just keep swimming, swimming, swimming.